Good morning. It's October 20th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name. And the music you're listening to is the iconic theme from Perry Mason, played by the Royal Philharmonic Concert Orchestra. Today's title is Mess Up or Cover Up. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, 8-9, NIV. I witnessed the maturation, or sometimes the lack thereof, of our four teenagers. All are grown now with careers and young children of their own. But as teenagers, they all made some poor decisions that could be written off to lack of experience, lack of awareness, re consequences, peer pressure, rebelliousness, or perhaps just general lack of cerebral development. All of these missteps were expected at some point, understandable and forgivable. Had any of them made the decision to lie about their mess up later, it would have been a much more serious error than the initial offense. Sneaking out the window at 1 a.m. is not nearly as serious as lying about it afterwards. Wrecking the car is not nearly as serious as lying about the circumstances afterwards. Drinking alcohol when you're not permitted and not of age is not nearly as serious as lying about it when confronted with the evidence. Using a fake ID is not as serious as lying about how you obtained it in the first place. You get the idea. Hypocrisy is really just a more pervasive version of lying. The hypocrite is essentially lying to the rest of the world all the time. He wants the rest of the world to see a version of himself that he knows is false. They get so used to it that they start to lie to themselves as well, believing their own press, as it were. Jesus dealt very differently with the self-conceited hypocrite, as opposed to the average sinner. He could frequently be found in the company of tax collectors, liars, cheats, and prostitutes, but assured all that they would enter the kingdom of heaven even before any one of the Pharisees. Matthew 21:31. For Jesus came to those in need of salvation, not those who were sure they needed no such thing. While having dinner at Levi, the tax collector's house, in the company of all manner of sinner, the Pharisees asked why on earth he associated with the likes of them. Jesus overheard the question and answered, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners." Mark 2:17. When the Pharisees questioned his healing of the demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, Jesus called them a brood of vipers, so evil that nothing good could ever come out of their mouths. Matthew 12:34. Later, when addressing the Pharisees and scribes in front of a crowd, including the disciples, he delivered the famous seven woes. Jesus called them plainly hypocrites, but also went on to refer to them as blind guides, blind fools, who ignore justice, mercy, and faithfulness, while priding themselves on giving a tenth of their spices to the temple. Matthew 23:23. He accused them of cleaning the outside of the cup and dish, the appearance, but inside are self-indulgence and greed, the character. He called them whitewashed tombs, righteous appearing on the outside, but inside they are dead and unclean. We all sin. We all fall short of the mark, Romans 3:23. We have all turned away. No one is righteous, Romans 3:10 through 12. It is those who think themselves righteous because they keep the laws, and those who pretend to be righteous even though they know they aren't, who deny in their hearts the reality of the gift offered through Christ, and will end up separated from Him forever. We who recognize that we sin want to turn around and accept Christ as our Lord will be the ones who find themselves saved and born again to a new existence. 1 John 1, 8-10. Dear Heavenly Father, we trust You. We depend on You. Let our understanding of Your majesty function to keep us humble every day, and in that humility, recognize our own sinfulness. No one is righteous, not one, except for the one in whom we place our faith. Thank You that You have offered His righteousness to us, while still sinners, so that we might return to You. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.